In the early 1800s, there was a man, and he was born. And this man was extremely unique. This man was extremely smart. And his parents realized this when he knew more than his preschool teacher. So his parents had him skip grades, and he went through school, and at age 10, he was in the 7th grade. Smart cookie. He continued on in high school, and he went to Harvard. And the thing that he wanted most was to be a general in the army. He wanted to be a general. And so he thought, I'm going to work hard. I'm going to work hard. I'm going to get there. And he did. He became an expert in logistics. And he thought, I'm the best of the best. Someone's going to ask me. And so sure enough, the Civil War broke out. And the Union came and knocked on his door. He said, do you want to be our general for the Civil War? And his first thought was, yeah, I want to be their general. He said, this is my dream. Then he thought about it. And he replied, no. He said, why? This is your dream. This is what you want to be. He said, I like your morals. I like what you stand for. I love your standards, all against slavery. But he said, I don't like your style. I don't like your uniforms. I don't like your drums, your guns. I just don't like the way you run things. I just don't like it. So they said, are you sure? He said, yeah. This is what I want to do. Said, okay, and they sadly walked. And the Confederates, knowing that he said no to the Union, said, this is our chance. This guy's top notch. And so they went and knocked on his door. And they asked him, hey, you want to be our general? And he said, well, you know, it's a great proposition, but no. He said, oh, come on. Why not? This is your dream. He said, I like your style. I like your uniforms, your guns, your drums, the way you run things. I like that. I don't like your morals. I don't like how you're for slavery and that it should be that way. And I just don't like it. I said, oh, come on. It's not a big deal. It's just not a big deal. Slavery. And you're the best of the best. He said, no, I don't want to be your general. So after they left, he thought, you know, these two sides hate me. I basically deserted both of them. I said no to both sides. And so he thought, both sides are going to try to assassinate me. And so he thought and thought, how can I be safe? How can I be safe from both sides? And so he thought. And he came up with this great idea. He said, I'll get some blue fabric and I'll get some gray fabric. And he made a coat that was blue. And he made pants that were gray. And he thought, when the Union sees me with my blue coat, they won't shoot at me. And when the Confederates see me with my gray coat, they won't shoot at me. So I'll be perfectly safe. So he started getting this uniform together, and he started working on it, and started wearing it every single day. And for a while, it worked. It worked for him. Until one great battle he went to watch between the Union and the Confederates. And he was found dead. He was shot in the arm by the Confederates, and he was shot in the leg by the Union. Now, this is kind of a corny story. I don't even know if it's true. But it's a great illustration of what us teens like to do in our lives. We say, God, I love your morals. I love your standards, the beliefs that you have given us. I love all that. but I also like the things of this world. I like the movies that I know they're not exactly what you would do with me. My music isn't the best. But I like your morals, but I like some of the styles of the world. In Ephesians 6, verse 11, it says, "Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places." And then it goes on to talk about having the waist of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, the gospel of peace, and the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, and the prayer and supplication of all saints. Guys, if we don't have the full armor of God, if we're missing one of those things, Satan has a way into our lives, and he can change us, and we won't even know it. We have to ask God and say, "God, I'm missing this part. I'm missing this part, the armor of God. Can you take me and give me that part?" My family, we love to go scuba diving. We love it. I don't know how long we've been doing it, years. And on this one trip, we went to Fiji. And we were out on this boat heading towards this dive site. And one thing that you always do when you're a diver before your dive is you check your buddy, and your buddy checks you to make sure that everything, all your equipment, is working. My mom happened to be my buddy, and she was checking. You know, "Yep, Josh, your wetsuit looks like it has no holes in it. Yep, your fins look good. Your BCD looks like it's working. Yeah, your regulator purges well. Your dive tank looks like it's fastened well to your BCD. Yep, your computer looks good. Josh, you only have 2200 PSI. At 60 feet, you're going to have a problem." I thought, I turned on that valve. She said, "No, I don't think you turned it on. Are you sure you just not turned it on all the way?" I thought, "Yeah, I did." And she reaches behind me on my tank, and she starts to turn it. And from 2200 to 3100 PSI. And I thought, man, you know what? I thought that I turned it completely on. She said, "Nope." Sometimes we think we have it all. Sometimes we think we have it all it takes to take on the world. Guys, we need to let God make sure that we have the things needed to go against Satan. And when we have something missing, God says, "Hey, it's yours now." In Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, it says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your path." First part of that verse, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Many of us have received Christ, but do we walk in Him? Colossians 2, verse 6 says this, "As you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk." There are two things to that verse. First one, receive Christ. Second one is walk in Him. A lot of us, just like Henry, we like God's morals. We've received Him. But do we walk with Him each and every moment? And then we say, if I give my all to Christ, if I give everything what else is there? I mean, my life's going to be so boring. I mean, I look at somebody who looks like he's probably, he has probably given everything to God. But, you know, he just looks like he has a boring life. It's just that way. Some of us just think that. 1 John 5:3-4 says, "For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome." Guys, if we give our all to Christ, it'll be the most fulfilling life there ever is. The most amazing life there ever is. And the cool thing about it is, it lasts for eternity. Then we say, I've tried so hard to do the right thing. I have so many things that are in my life, and I've tried so hard to get rid of it. I've tried so hard, and it just doesn't work. I don't know what's going on. I have the mindset, but it just doesn't work. You're right. You alone, it's not going to work. Second Corinthians 12:9. 2 Corinthians 12:9 says, "And he said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness.'" Do you know what sufficient means? It means good enough. It doesn't matter about the things of this world that we have. Those things aren't good. They're not good enough for us. God says, "My grace is sufficient for you. My grace and my strength is all you need." I'm going to close with a quote from Desire of Ages, page 311. It says this: "God's ideal for his children is higher than the highest human thought can reach. Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. This command is a promise. The plan of redemption contemplates our complete recovery from the power of Satan. Christ always separates the contrite soul from sin. He came to destroy the works of the devil, and he has made provision that the Holy Spirit shall be imparted to every repentant soul to keep him from sinning." God has promised us. Give me your heart. Give me your full heart. And I will recover you from sin. I will deliver you from sin. And I will give you the Holy Spirit to sustain you. Guys, we need to look to Jesus. You say, "God, here's my heart." If we don't, we're going to end up like Henry. For when we are weak, then God is strong. It is now time to surrender all to our Creator. Let's let Him transform our lives. Let's take the strength. Will you sing with me? "Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in His wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His
glory and